Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the power of the Holy Spirit in the life of a believer was recorded at our 2009 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
You know, when you reduce it down to this, when a person is struggling to believe, will God heal me? You are struggling to understand the love of God. I had a man come to one of my meetings and his daughter was in a wheelchair and she was 12 years old and she was a vegetable. She was breathing, but she couldn't talk. She didn't interact. Her mind was just barely able to keep her body functioning, but there was no interaction. 12 years old, she's still wearing diapers. And she had never had any interaction with anybody. The lights were on, but nobody was home. And this man was offended by what I was teaching, that it's God's will to heal, because the way he had coped was to say that God made my daughter this way. It was God's will, and that somehow or another she was bringing glory to God and they were suffering for the Lord. And when I said that, no, it's God's will for him to be healed, well, I can understand why that offended him, because that's the way he had been able to adjust and cope, was to think that somehow or another God had a purpose in this. So he got mad when I said this, and he left the service and took his daughter with him. And the man who brought him to my meeting said, why don't you wait until after the service and talk to him, and maybe he can explain it, or maybe he misunderstood. So anyway, after the service, I was talking to this guy, and his daughter was in the wheelchair in front of me. He was standing behind the wheelchair, and I started sharing with him about how God went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, Acts 10:38. 3 John chapter 1, verse 2, that God wishes above all things that we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. 1 Peter 2:24, by His stripes we were healed. If we were healed, then we are healed. And I started sharing Scripture. And he started sharing some scriptures with me, like Romans chapter 5, that God put this on us to beat us down and to teach us something. So I was sharing Scripture and he was sharing Scripture. He thought I was wrong. I thought he was wrong. And we just reached a stalemate. And there was nothing going on. And so you know what I did? I used this same logic that I'm sharing with you. And I said, I just got in his face. And I said, what kind of dad are you anyway? What kind of man are you that wants your daughter to be in a wheelchair and doesn't care if she ever talks or ever feels anything, and she's just a vegetable? What kind of father wants his daughter to be that way? This guy was already mad at me, and boy, he got really mad. And I mean, he was ready to punch my lights out, and he started yelling at me, and he says, how dare you say that? He says, I'd do anything. He says, if I could, I'd pay any amount of money. I'd make any sacrifice. He says, if I could, I'd be like her so that she could be like me. And he was just incensed, saying, how dare you say that I wouldn't do anything and everything to get my daughter healed? And right as he said that, and I said, and you think God Almighty loves your daughter less than you do? And you know what? We could argue doctrine and scriptures, but when I brought it down to love, it just stopped him. And he says, man, I see what you mean. He says, how could God not want my daughter well? I'm telling you, if we had the love of God shed abroad in your heart, when you understand how much God loves you, faith rises up. Your life is changed. And this is what I was trying to say even before I took the offering tonight when I first got up. That if you can understand how much He loves you, and regardless of what's going on in your life, understand the glory that is waiting for you, the promises, the provision that's waiting for you in heaven, and the provision that's available right now to the degree that you can receive it. But none of us receive everything perfectly, and if nothing else, you're going to be totally compensated in heaven. If you could ever get a revelation of that and understand how much God loves you and how much He's provided for you, it would just make it so that come what may, throw your worst shot at me, who cares? Man, God loves me. I believe that. It's real in my life. And this is how I cope. I have a lot of bad things happen to me. I have things that bother me. I have things just like anybody else. And you know what? I just know that I know that I know that God loves me, and I just focus on that, and it just makes everything else like water off a duck's back. It just makes you immune. You know, I was literally in Vietnam right after I'd had this experience. One of the best things that ever happened was I got drafted and sent to Vietnam. It was awesome. Because when I went to Vietnam, I was a Baptist. And when I came out, I wasn't. And I didn't mean to not be a Baptist. I just got to study in the Word for 10 to 15 hours a day. And man, the Word of God came alive. And when I came back, I was speaking in tongues and they didn't want me anymore. And it was awesome. I mean, it changed my life. But here I was. I was caught up in the presence of God. And you know, 20 years after I got back from Vietnam, I was holding a meeting in Chicago. And a man came up who was a Vietnam vet, and he was there the same time I was. And he had written his testimony in a book along with 11 other people. There was a total of 12 testimonies in this book about Vietnam. I had never read a book about Vietnam. I've never been interested in any of that. But this guy's testimony was in there. He signed the book and gave it to me, and I knew he was going to ask me the next night if I read it. So I read his testimony. And it was really powerful. It was great about what God did. And I got interested and I read the next one. And then I read the next one. And I stayed up all night long and read this entire book, 12 testimonies about what had happened. And it just grabbed me because three of the people in this book were there the same time I was there. Two of them were in the same division I was in, the AmeriCal division. And one of them, I can't guarantee you, but he described an attack on a fire support base that I think I was there. It was exactly what I went through. And I was a chaplain's assistant, and I flew out with the chaplain to this place called LZ Prep. And it wasn't any bigger than this room. And it was a forward fire support base where they were shooting mortars and things out into the field to protect the troops that were in the field. And it was up on this real steep mountain. And it was a temporary place. They were just there to give artillery support to the troops. And it was being overrun. And the chaplain went out to, this was a Protestant chaplain, but it was the equivalent of last rites to these guys. They were about to be overrun. And so I flew out with the chaplain. And while we were in an area this size, we took 170 mortar hits inside of this perimeter in 3 hours. Can you imagine how much firepower that is? We were in these little cones that could withstand a mortar hit, but I guarantee you, the ground was shaking, and you could see the muzzle fire from the Vietnamese coming up the hill. And we were under heavy attack. We were totally surrounded, and they, of course, they wouldn't let the chaplain suffer. He was a major officer, and so I flew out with him as we took incoming rounds as we flew out, and we got out, and that hill was overrun, and nearly every person on that hill was killed within 12 hours of when we left. But anyway, I was reading this book, and the guy was writing about that, and he was talking about it from an unbeliever's perspective. And he was talking about, you could smell the Vietnamese. They ate this fish that was so strong, you could smell them long before you could ever see them, because this fish would come out their pores. And they would get hyped up on dope and charge the thing, and you could shoot them 15 times and they'd still come. They never felt anything. And it was wild. And he was talking about all of this and talking about the things that were happening. And you know what? 20 years after I was in that situation, reading it through the eyes of an unbeliever, fear hit me. And I mean, fear grabbed me, and I had to spend the rest of the night praying in tongues and getting my mind on God to get my equilibrium back and get my joy back. I mean, fear hit me 20 years after the fact. But you know what? I remember exactly what I was doing during that. I was so in love with the Lord. I was so excited about the Lord. And I had been praying for 13 months. God, let me just die and go home so that I could be with you. I was so longing to go and be with the Lord that, you know what? I had my M16 pointed down the hill, and they were too far away for me to shoot. So I never shot, but I would have in defense if I'd had to. And as I had my weapon pointed down there, and I could see their muzzle fire and all of these mortars were coming in, you know what I was thinking? I was thinking, oh, this is awesome. Today could be the day I get to see Jesus. I was thinking, oh, Jesus, this is awesome. Man, today may be my day. And then I felt compassion for the Vietnamese because I said, they probably don't know you. And I was praying for them and saying, oh, God, bless these guys as they come up here and I'm ready to kill them. God, help them. Help them to somehow or another reveal yourself to them. And I felt love and joy and peace flowing out of me as we were being overrun. And some of you think, you can't do things like that. I'm telling you what being caught up in the love of God can do to your life. You could be in a situation where people are trying to kill you, and yet you're just so excited about God. No big deal. Paul said, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. And he says, I'm in a strait between two. I have such a desire to go and be with the Lord, but it's more necessary for you that I stay here. And he says, I'm convinced I'll stay here because it's to your advantage. But Paul was ready to go. He was so excited about it. And if we were really thinking the way that Paul describes, the way that he said that he's our example, we can follow him and we can do this. If you were to really get caught up, if you were to get a revelation of how much God loves you, if you were to understand how awesome heaven is, then when the doctor tells you you're going to die, you wouldn't start crying and fall apart like a $2 suitcase. I mean, we sing, when we all get to heaven, what a day that's going to be. And then the doctor says, you're going, and you start crying. You could get to where, man, if you really understood how much God loves you, if you were going to die, you could reach out and just kiss the doctor. Oh, this is awesome. This is awesome. Thank you, Jesus. I'm either going to go to be with you or I believe in healing and I'm going to believe, and if I get healed, I'll just rub the devil's nose in it. Either way, this is going to be wonderful. It's going to be a wonderful thing.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the Holy Spirit. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM237 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the third teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you.
Today, I'd like to encourage you to become a partner with this ministry and help us spread this good news. You know, there are many of you who do partner with us, and I want to thank you. We now are reaching over 2 billion people, potential, around the world. And it's only our partners that have enabled us to do that. But there is so much more that we want to do. There's so many people that haven't yet heard this good news. If this has been a blessing to you, if you see the benefit of this and understand how this could help other people, then I ask you to become a part of the solution instead of a part of the problem. Help us financially on a monthly basis to be able to reach out. We have partnerships available, a lot of information. If you'll call, you can inquire about that and become a partner with us today.
Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.